This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. Boeing is set to release its second quarter earnings figures ahead of the U.S. market open. Analysts will be poring over the numbers closely to see the impact of the continued grounding of the company's 737 MAX jet. The plane builder is setting aside $5 billion to compensate its customers, the airlines. Boeing is still working on a fix to the plane's flight control software after two fatal crashes less than 5 months apart. The company already announced a fund to compensate the families of those killed. Marketplace's Jack Stewart looks at the mounting effects the grounding is having on Boeing and the airlines.
Boeing's been under intense scrutiny since its 737 MAX narrowbody jet was grounded worldwide in March. Dawna Rhodes is a professor of business at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University.
It is still very much of an ongoing problem for Boeing in a lot of ways, not only in terms of deliveries, but in terms of a lot of their customers and what their customers are going to have to do here in the near-term future.
United has announced it's buying 19 used, slightly older versions of the 737 to add capacity. But between them, United, Southwest, and American have cancelled several hundred flights a day. Samuel Engel leads the aviation practice at consulting firm ICF. He says it's actually not all bad news for the airlines. Ticket prices have gone up.
The grounding of the MAX has actually tightened capacity a little bit and improved the pricing overall in the industry, improved from the airline's perspective, not the consumer's perspective.
It's not like airlines can just take their plane orders elsewhere. Airbus already has a backlog of orders for its A320, the natural competitor. Chad Olant at the RAND Corporation says countries like Japan and Russia want to build a plane to sell in this market, but the most realistic competition could come from China's state-owned COMAC.
They are working on what's called the C919, which should be a narrow-body, single-aisle competitor, but that is not due on the market for at least 5 years.
So Boeing's unlikely to lose many customers right now. However, Dawna Rhodes at Embry-Riddle says future buyers will use the problems with the 737 MAX to their advantage.
That's going to give them leverage when they negotiate. You know, if I'm an airline and Boeing's sitting there trying to sell me, I'm going, well, you know, you had this problem.
A problem that Boeing is working to move on from. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.